We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye. Let us say in conclusion that we know your family's worked that land for years. If we can be of assistance during your transition, please don't hesitate to call us here. This underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual liberty. And today is the 21st of August, 2010. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot going on, as always. I see now that Prince Charles is now urging everyone to avoid taking showers because it'll help the earth become greener. It'll help save on water. So, you know, the sustainable development clowns are pushing the envelope further and further all the time. There's a lot going on in the financial world. We have Greece now spiraling out of control. On the threshold of major disaster. We'll talk about that. We're going to be talking a lot about communist China today as well, because that really is a major factor in our economic decline, and they continue to be more and more of a threat all the time. The Pentagon just released a report this past week urging of warning of China, communist Chinese military buildup, and yet Vicki Davis has uncovered the EB-5 visas which enable the communist Chinese to buy their way into this country. We're going to be talking about that some at length today. And so it's going to be a cram-packed program, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We have to take the break, and we'll be back here in a moment here on Govern America. www.governamerica.com is the website. We'll take a 3-minute break, and we'll be back here in just a moment.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. www.governamerica.com is the website. That's www.governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. As we continue on, before the break, I mentioned that tensions are continuing to rise in Greece. They put austerity measures in place now. The government's trying to get spending under control. They've had a massive problem over there. And a lot of this, by the way, as I've mentioned in the past, has been orchestrated by the same banking interests that control the United States. A lot of this is economic warfare. Goldman Sachs is up to their eyeballs in this whole thing. And they are orchestrating this in part to distract from the U.S. dollar. However, ladies and gentlemen, it's obvious to anybody who's been paying attention that the day of reckoning is coming financially for the United States. I don't see any way around it as I look at all this stuff that's being engineered around us and has been for years. The unemployment rates continue. We'll talk about the numbers here in just a moment. But it's just spiraling out of control. People can't continue to be unemployed by the thousands. Every week it seems like the Department of Labor comes out with new statistics with more hundreds of thousands of initial first-time filers for unemployment in this country. We've lost millions and millions and millions of jobs over the course of the past couple of years. We've lost at least 8.5 million jobs just in the last 2 years. And how many other jobs have we lost prior to that point, starting back in the 1940s? Starting with the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, which really set the overall tone, the overall agenda for outsourcing of American jobs to foreign countries. Ladies and gentlemen, the UN came along in the 1940s. We had the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, which became the World Trade Organization. And then we had NAFTA in 1993. It went into effect in 94. And I've talked a lot about how the statistics from the U.S. Census Bureau that I pulled off the U.S. Census Bureau's own website, which talked about the trade deficit and how massive the trade deficit became between the United States and Mexico. We had a roughly even, according to the numbers that I pulled, and I have that chart up on the website, but we had roughly an even trade deficit with Mexico. It hovered around even. There were some years that there was a deficit, but by and large there was a surplus between the U.S. and Mexico, meaning that we exported more goods to Mexico than we imported. Well, NAFTA changed all that, and it changed it very rapidly and very profoundly, and we have never recovered from that, and our jobs have left. And NAFTA is just one of 17 trade partners that we have so-called free trade agreements with. Anyway, this German newspaper, Spiegel, writes, tensions rise in Greece as austerity measures backfire. They say the austerity measures that were supposed to fix Greece's problems are dragging down the country's economy. Stores are closing. Tax revenues are falling, and unemployment has hit an unbelievable 70% in some places. Frustrated workers are threatening to strike back. The Feast of the Assumption of Mary on August 15th is the high point of the summer in the Greek Orthodox world. Here in one of the country's main churches, believers pray to the Virgin for mercy, with many of them falling to their knees. A newspaper has recommended that the Greek government adopt the very same approach. The country's leaders have to hope that Mary comes with a miracle to save Greece from a serious crisis, the paper writes. Without divine intervention, the newspaper suggested, it will be a difficult autumn for the Mediterranean state. The dire prognosis comes even despite Athens' massive efforts to sort out the country's finances. The government's draconian austerity measures have managed to reduce the country's budget deficit by almost an unbelievable 39.7%. After previous governments had squandered tax money and falsified statistics for years. The measures have reduced government spending by a total of 10%, 4.5% more than the EU and the International Monetary Fund had required. The problem is that the austerity measures have in the meantime affected every aspect of the country's economy. Purchasing power is dropping, consumption is taking a nosedive, and the number of bankruptcies and unemployed are on the rise. The country's gross domestic product shrank by 1.5% in the second quarter of this year. Tax revenue, desperately needed in order to consolidate the national finances, has dropped off. A mixture of fear, hopelessness, and anger is brewing in Greek society. Nikos Melitis is neatly dressed, and his mid-range car is clean and tidy. Melitis used to earn a good living at a shipbuilding company in Perama, a port opposite the island of Salamis. Quote, at the moment, I'm living off my savings, unquote, the 54-year-old welder says. Standing in front of a silent harbor full of moored ships, Melitis is a day laborer who used to work up to 300 days a year. This year, he's only managed to scrape together 25 days work so far. That gives him 25 health insurance stamps when he needs 100 in order to insure himself and his family, including his wife, who has cancer. How am I supposed to pay for the hospital, he asks. Unemployment benefits of at most 460 euros, which is $590 per month, are available for a maximum of 1 year, and only if he can produce at least 150 stamps from the past 15 months. There's hardly a worker in the shipbuilding district who could still manage that. Unemployment in the city hovers between 60 and 70%, according to a study conducted by the university that is there. while 77% of Greek building companies indicate that they are satisfied with the quality of work done, nearly 50% still send their ships to be repaired in Turkey, Korea, or Communist China. Costs are too high in Greece, they say. The country, they argue, has too much bureaucracy and too many strikes, with labor disputes often delaying delivery times. I'm not going to read this whole article, ladies and gentlemen. Why should we care about Greece, though? Because we are on the coattails. We are on the threshold, ladies and gentlemen, of becoming another Greece. We had the cost of We had the cost of government day arriving on the 19th, just 2 days ago. What is the cost of government day? This is the day that workers actually start laboring to actually buy their own stuff. The group, Americans for Tax Reform, comes up with a day every year where they figure that Americans finally, you know, basically, in other words, how much money is it going to take for you to pay for all the government programs, all the government taxation, everything that the government costs? And that day, basically, they add all that up, and whatever amount of money it takes for the average American to work to pay for all that, that's the cost of government day after that ends every year. And it gets later and later every year. Then they say it arrived on August 19th of this year. Americans for Tax Reform, they say, every year the Americans for Tax Reform and the Center for Fiscal Accountability calculate cost of government day. This is a day on which the average American has earned enough gross income to pay off his or her share of the spending and regulatory burdens imposed by government on the federal, state, and local levels. In 2010, cost of government day falls on August 19th. That means working people must toil 231 days out of the year just to meet all costs imposed by government. In other words, the cost of government consumes 63.41% of national income. What does this mean, ladies and gentlemen? It means that you're all becoming slaves. Because when you work more and you get to keep less of what you spend, you are in effect a slave. And there is absolutely no incentive, there's no recognition of this fact, and there's no effort to reduce or reverse the policies of spending in Washington, D.C. This is why I believe that our only hope, ladies and gentlemen, is state and local governments. And some people have talked about secession. And there's different problems associated with secession. But what is the solution? The solution, really, in my thinking, is state governments holding on to the tax revenue of the people in each state and saying, we're not going to pay Washington, D.C. anymore, because you're too expensive for us. The Associated Press says jobless claims rise to the highest level in 9 months. Of course, unemployment percentages probably still at 9.5%, ladies and gentlemen. AP says employers appearing to lay off workers again as applications for unemployment insurance reached the 500,000 mark last week for the first time since November. Initial claims for jobless benefits rose by 12,000 last week to 500,000, the Labor Department said Thursday. It was the fourth increase in the past 5 weeks, an evidence that the economic recovery, which never happened, has weakened. Homeowners, home builders, and other construction firms are laying off more workers as the housing sector slumps after the expiration of a popular home buyer's tax credit. So, anyway, unemployment continuing to go massively out of control. 4 week average, they say, is at 482,500, which they say is the highest since December. So the beat goes on, and it's just another bump on the road to recovery, listeners. We have to take another break. Go ahead and take that, and we'll come back and we'll talk about Communist China and a whole lot more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business, gas, and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we're celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com, and I keep it open during the show. So if you have to send me a message, you can do that anytime, radio@governamerica.com. And also, just to get other housekeeping measures out of the way, also my mailing address, my postal, what they call snail mail, is Darren Weeks, P.O. Box 368, Parma, that's P as in Paul, Parma, P-A-R-M-A, Michigan, 49269. Also, I wanted to give a shout-out to Karen in Minnesota. I got your packet of information, and maybe we'll have a chance to talk about some of that here on the show here in a little while. She sent me a whole lot of information from the U.S. Forest Service and stuff, so a lot of valuable information. Well, about how they're indoctrinating our children, ladies and gentlemen, teaching them to be good little global citizens. Anyway, so I appreciate that. Moving along here, from the Daily Bell, we were talking about unemployment before the break. One of the very valuable subjects that I like to talk about frequently here on the show. Because we're becoming a third world country, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's very, very plain to see, right, to anybody that's paying attention. The vast majority of the American people know, you know, even the people that are employed, even the people that have not been touched yet by the present economic realities, most people know somebody who has. And most people know more than one person who has. And most people know people who are losing their home. So the statistics that were given, while they do shine a light into the situation, they don't adequately really tell the story of how many thousands have been affected by this. And at any time, the policymakers who put us into this mess through free trade entanglements around the world, which eliminate tariffs and basically force our manufacturing and service sectors out of this country in order to stay competitive, these policymakers at any time can reverse those policies. But it's going to take a lot of people. And it's going to take a it's going to take a recognition from the American people as to what the problem really is, and what needs to be done to reverse the trend. Can it be done? I think if we have got our state governors, we put pressure on our state capitals, our legislators in the states, our governors. I mean, people, we need to be at the capitals, and we need to have rallies. We need to have, you know, and one thing that I've learned, and I've worked in the media for many years, okay? I've worked with local news operations for many years. Most of these people, now there may be, in the bigger markets, there may be some CFR members, there may be some people who are actually willfully going along with the plan, but the vast majority of these people are just ignorant. They don't know anything. They came out of college, they've been indoctrinated by the universities, to believe that globalization either is too big to stop, or it's a good thing, or it's just a natural progression of things, and you can't control the markets when the markets are free, which is a load of garbage. There are people behind the scenes that are operating these markets, that are pushing this stuff. Okay, this stuff didn't just happen. That's one thing Thomas Friedman, who's a CFR member we've established, he wrote in his book, The Lexus and the Olive Tree. He wrote this book around the idea that free markets are what drives economies and are what drives the world. And I wasn't going to do this at this point, but I'll tell you what. I have his book right here. And, you know, he uses some interesting terminology in here. One of the terms that he uses, it's called globalution, ladies and gentlemen. Globalution. What is globalution? It's a revolution from beyond. That's what he calls it. And he talks a lot about the third world. He talks a lot about some of these other countries, some of these dictatorships, and how people in those countries have used globalization as a tool to create revolution in their countries. Now, he never really connects this to the developed world, like the United States. He talks about it being a good thing for those other countries. And I guess if you're already poor, I guess if you're already enslaved, I guess if you're already bogged down in the mire of tyranny and poverty, anything can seem like a good thing if it offers the prospect and the possibility of change. So to these people, globalution, or some kind of revolution of any kind, is welcomed. And I think that's the reason why a lot of these third world countries, these so-called developing countries, go along with it. It's because they think there's something in it for them. They're going to get rich. They're going to be brought up, and sometimes they are. But what they don't understand, and what a lot of these university students coming out, including journalism students, don't understand, is that this is a plan for worldwide poverty. Despite the UN's rhetoric about how they plan on getting us out, you know, the Millennium Development Goals, for instance, they talk about cutting poverty in half by 2015 or something like that. The point of the matter is, this is a plan to keep people in poverty and ultimately reduce the population, control the food, control technology. It's a global control grid. When we come back, I see we have a caller. We'll take the caller. And when we come back, I want to share a little bit from Thomas Friedman, because I think it's very instructive on how he talks about globalution using the global economy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. That's 800-313-9443. And we already have a caller, and let's go to New Brunswick and talk to Werner. Werner, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I just tuned in, and I thought I might as well give my 5 cents worth.
Okay.
You suddenly, I barely can hear you.
Okay, Manny, can you turn up the volume a little bit? Werner's having trouble hearing. I don't know if you have any control over that. Okay, I'll just go ahead and raise my level here a little bit.
The point I want to make, what causes most of the problems around the globe is the predatorial attitude. We are dealing... Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
We are dealing basically with a section of the business community that has gone completely out of control, and now they roam the globe like a wolf pack, devastating one region after another. And America thought they were immune from those predators. It was all right years ago for American businessmen to go out in the world and basically exploit other countries and devastate economies in other countries. But now the chicken is coming home to roost.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, and it had been popularized in education and in the media, and those were the heroes, the ones that make big money in a short time, you know, and they were the leaders of the economy. But at what cost? How much economic devastations, in most of the instances, did they cause to other people?
Yeah, well, what do you see that people, in your thinking, what do you see could be done about it?
The consciousness has to be raised that we all are one human family. And when we want to support a lifestyle that's not justified at the expense of people that are halfway around the world, you know, for example, right now there's the issue about China, you know, and at what low wages the people are working there in the factories. This is not a given for all eternity. Sooner or later, those people that are exploited, they will not put up with it anymore.
Well, you know, here's the problem with that. You know, Werner, the communist Chinese right now, some of these people now are already jumping off buildings. I've got news reports about the, you know, the people that are assembled. There's a company over there that's been contracted, I guess, by Apple to assemble the iPod over there. And these people, you're right, people are being exploited. Third world labor is being exploited to create all these toys for the American people. Those that still have jobs that are able to afford them. And but in the meantime, you have these laborers who are working long hours. They have dorms there at the facility where they're assembling these things. And so the workers are staying there. They're staying in the dorms, working long hours for very, very, very low wages, slave labor wages in horrible conditions. And they're so miserable that they started jumping off buildings. I mean, this is apparently a real problem in communist China, where people are literally jumping off buildings. They've actually, I was reading one report about how they actually have installed nets to catch the people that are jumping off the buildings. I mean, it's insane. But this is what we have going on over there right now. But the only solution I can see is to get rid of the very agreements that have encouraged the outsourcing of American jobs to other foreign countries. We're not going to make the world a better place as far as other countries are concerned. Supposedly, the United Nations was supposed to be the best hope for mankind to even things out and bring the rest of the world up to U.S. standards, I guess, or at least something that people could live with. The exact opposite is happening. And somebody would have to have their head in the sand and be blind out of both eyes and deaf and dumb to not see this happening and the reason why it's happening. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, the trade agreements.
Well, as I say, what we are dealing with here is I call them an international wolf pack. They roam around the globe. And they devastate and destroy societies right around the globe. And when you have those kind of predators roaming around the globe, you don't open up the borders. You close the borders and hunt them down.
Exactly.
And get rid of them.
Well, there's the problem, and we've defined it, I think, as well as I can define it. The question is, I guess what I'm asking this audience is, what do we do about it? You know, maybe some people have some thoughts on that, because, you know, aside from having state economies, and aside from getting our governors and our state reps, you know, on the same page as far as this globalization thing, I mean, everyone thinks we have to adapt and adopt to a global economy and structure everything so that we can compete globally, and it's insane to think that we can compete with slave labor. And that's the thing that that's the only thing I can see. I appreciate the call, Werner.
Yeah, back up.
All right, let's go to Lee in Georgia. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Mr. Weeks. How are you today?
You know, I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, I hear you. Interesting you bring this up, because this was something I was talking about not long ago. I do my own little internet blog radio thingy, and I was told something, and of course, you know, I'm the kind of guy, I like to get my facts straight, and I researched it, and this whole thing about the slave labor over in China, you're exactly right, and Walmart is probably one of the nastiest corporations involved in this type of behavior. There's a very unique, very compelling documentary out there if you're interested in checking it out. It's called Walmart, The High Cost of Low Prices.
You know, I didn't see that documentary, but I there is a frontline documentary.
Very revealing in the practices of Walmart.
Well, you know, Lee, there's also a documentary that was actually, believe it or not, put out by PBS a few years ago, and a coworker of mine told me about it, and I went and looked it up, and I encourage everybody, you can see it on the internet, I believe, because I certainly found it, put into a search engine, Is Walmart Good for America? It was a frontline episode. I mean, basically, they lay it all out, how they get the competitors, the manufacturers, in a room, and basically it's a reverse auction. It's a bid to the bottom. You know, they pit one against another, and whoever bids the lowest price gets to sell their wares in the Walmart store. But they talk about how Walmart and its quest for lower prices brought all this junk in from communist China. And, you know, the biggest thing that I've seen, and I've mentioned this often, but if Walmart were a country, they'd be the fourth largest trading partner with communist China.
Yeah.
And that, when I saw that statistic, it spoke volumes to me, Lee, because Walmart literally out-trades most countries. So I think really what we need to do is boycott Walmart. I think we need to figure out a way, and because I'm solution oriented, I want solutions, and I think we need to figure out a way to get our friends, our family, people all around us to quit going to Walmart.
Well, that's what I tell people. I tell people, you know, don't take my word for any of this. Don't. You know, do your research. You watch these documentaries. You watch these videos. You investigate. You do your research. And then when you're done, if you have a heart, if you have any compassion for humanity whatsoever, when you're done seeing this evidence, don't shop Walmart. Just pure and simple. If we stop shopping at Walmart, they will shut down.
That's right.
They can't stay open if they don't have the business.
And it is true that, you know, I can almost hear people out there saying, well, you know, what about all the other stores? I mean, because all of our stores have cheap communist Chinese-made products. And
well,
that is true.
But
Walmart is the biggest offender. And Walmart, whenever Walmart moves into a community, the whole community goes out of business.
Right.
I mean, we have
all these the mom-and-pop shut down.
Absolutely. All these other stores around the area. You know, I was just talking to somebody recently who said that, well, I shop at Walmart. You know, there's other stores around, little smaller stores, but they charge so much. So, you know, I shop at Walmart because, you know, I can't afford to shop at those other stores. And my answer to that was, well, if you don't shop at those other stores, they're going to go under, and then Walmart will charge more for everything that they have because they can. That's
and
their
that's
strategy.
The plan.
That's what they always do. They move into a community, drop their prices down, put everybody else out of business, and then raise their prices back up again.
That's what they do. That's how they make their money. And that's what I tell people. Stop shopping Walmart. Start shopping the mom and pops. Walmart will shut down. Your community will prosper.
That's right. So I appreciate the call, Lee. Do you have anything else?
That'll do it. I thank you for taking my call.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Folks, that's what we need to do. I'm going to call for a Walmart boycott. I'm going to put it up on the website. We'll see. I'm sure there's other people calling for Walmart boycotts. This is going to be one of our strategies here, to get people to quit going to Walmart. Let's cut off the nose of the beast financially. You know, we just got to do this, folks. We got a Walmart in town. I've been inside the store one time. And that's just to see what the building looked like. I didn't buy anything. There's other stores to shop at in most towns. Even if you have to drive a little further. I mean, we just got to do this, folks, because we're losing our country, and Walmart is one of the biggest offenders. If I remember correctly, I think the reason we have the UPC symbol, it was Walmart that brought that about. Walmart is actually bringing about other things with the RFID tags. There's just a countless numbers of reasons why we should not be supporting Walmart. So let's boycott Walmart. Let's figure out ways to keep people from going to Walmart. And that's not going to fix the entire America, but it is going to make a long way toward cutting off the nose of the communist Chinese, folks, because we got a major, major problem in this country. The Daily Bell says the unemployment, actually they quote the New York Times, the unemployment situation in the United States is much worse than even the dismal numbers from last week's jobless report would indicate. The nation is facing a full-blown employment crisis, and policymakers are not responding with anything like the sense of urgency that is needed. The unemployment data for July released by the government showed that private employers just added 71,000 jobs during the month. We've already covered the unemployment rate, and any gains that we may have had in July have been erased. You know, they said, the Daily Bell says, we've written about the difficulty of reigniting employment in the midst of a crack-up boom, and now even the New York Times is starting to come around to that point of view. For those conspiracy-minded folks that like to chant, out of chaos, order, we want to point out, as we have before, that the power elite enjoys controlled chaos and not out of out-and-out chaos, which is unpredictable and can turn violent. Unemployment on a vast scale is a real problem for the powers that be, hence Bob Herbert's alarm. The power elite has controlled society, certainly in the past 100 years, through the production and promotion of dominant social themes that have controlled people's expectations and behaviors, even though subjects themselves thought that they were reaching their conclusions voluntarily. If the elite sought chaos, they wouldn't bother with dominant social themes. It would simply rule through intimidation and fear. Of course, in the long run, the few cannot rule the many with simply brute force. This is the reason, ultimately, for the development of hierarchical societies, religious structures, etc. It is the reason that the elite is obsessed with its fear-based promotions and counts on them to retain power. But too much unemployment generally makes people doubt the system. Herbert understands this. He writes, at some point, we're going to have to claw our way out of this denial. With 14.6 million people officially jobless and 5.9 million who have stopped looking but say they want a job and 8.5 million who are working part-time but would like to work full-time, you end up with nearly 30 million Americans who cannot find work and the work that they want and desperately need. We're not heading toward the danger zone. We're there. The U.S. will not remain a stable society if this great employment crisis is not addressed head-on and soon. You cannot allow joblessness on this scale to fester. It's wrong, and the blowback will be as destructive and intolerable as it is inevitable. He says, here at the Bell, we've incited the figures that the U.S. government provides. These claim 10% unemployment. We've also cited shadow statistics that claim to show that unemployment is closer to 20%. Finally, we've indicated that we think the real unemployment in the U.S. is closer to 30%. We have no way of proving this number, but it seems realistic to us. Let it include people who have taken minimum wage jobs that hardly guarantee subsistence, because they cannot find anything better, and certainly the U.S. workforce might approach that number. We wonder if it is any better in Europe, at least among the pigs. We've already talked about one of the pigs today, Greece. Anyway, of course, with such horrendous numbers, commentators will doubtly explain more and more fervor, with more and more fervor, that capitalism simply doesn't work. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about this in the past. Capitalism is just another side of the dialectic in place. Capitalism, I think, is designed to fail. to bring about the new third-way communitarian situation that we have see emerging before our eyes. Anyway, they conclude high taxes, draconian regulation, and mercantilist private central banking have virtually ruined Western economies, especially America, which once had the most vibrant economy of all. Central banking is perhaps the biggest culprit, with its debt-based money system creating endless, escalating booms and busts. Every boom tricks people into trading jobs, good jobs, for compromising ones. Every bust throws people out of work and kills jobs, not just for the cycle, but for good. Central banking is exceptionally hard on small businesses and businesses that depend on making things to stay afloat. Service business can cut back on employees, but manufacturing business needs a steady flow of orders or they go under. All right, I got to take a break. I'm going to leave that there. We'll take a couple calls on the other side. Stay with us. Government American continues here in a moment.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business, gas, and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. GovernAmerica.com is the website, www.governamerica.com. We track the news throughout the week. A lot there, a lot more added all the time. It's constantly updated. Please check out the website. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Ron in Missouri. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I live in a little town called Maplewood, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Walmart, we have a Lowe's, we have a Sam's, and our little stores here are doing fine because they've figured out the secret how to take these big boys on.
Yeah,
You know what the secret is?
No, go ahead.
Customer service. Matter of fact, we have businesses that are doing pretty good here. We have two little hardware stores that's taking on Lowe's and a Home Depot. I forgot about them across the road over there. And we have several little stores that are actually doing quite well, and that's because of that. You can't beat their prices, that's true. However, you can offer customer service things that Walmart, Lowe's, and all these other stores can't offer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've told a lot of these little mom and pop, and they've kind of complained about it. I said, you got something that they don't have. And you have to learn to use that to your advantage. And I bought some stuff at our little hardware store the other day, and I said, you're a little cheaper than Lowe's. It goes, yeah, what you don't know is in the past year, they've raised their prices by a penny or two and everything to pay for, like, but some sort of an industrial tax, since they got to pay off their bonds or whatever over there.
Uh-huh.
So, see, they started out real cheap, but then they gradually creep their prices up.
Yeah.
And so the hardware store was actually like about 3 cents cheap, 3 or 4 cents cheap for everything I bought. And he said that's what a lot of people don't know is that they've gradually done that to people without even knowing it. And I would say anybody in these small towns, you know, get your little business to understand that they're going to have to serve you better. And the other thing I tell people, if you don't want to shop at Walmart, Target, you know, we can name stores all morning.
Yeah.
But part of the problem is finding stores that will get the items that you want, you know, without going to Walmart. And sometimes that's just almost impossible to get somebody to...
That's true.
Even a little store to order it for you, even if it's going to cost more money. And it's a combination of things also. I understand, and I can't remember the name of the agency. I'm sure you can do research and find it. But is there not a governmental agency that actually gives tax credits for companies moving offshore?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not sure.
I've heard that before, and I can't remember the name of the agency. I've heard this in years past. And so I'm like, well, if you got this agency giving people tax credit for moving offshore, it seems to me like that's defeating the whole thing. So the secret is, if you find out the name of this agency, then what we need to do is get involved with our Congress critters, and since that's the only choice we got at the moment.
Well, I really think that the Agency for International Development needs to be dismantled.
Well, that's probably a part of the same bunch, I'm sure, if you look into that. And, you know, and all we have, unfortunately, is our Congress critters try to put pressure on them to get rid of these kind of agencies, because that's the only choice that we have at the moment, how to fight some of this stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, this part of the problem is when Walmart has the thing you need, what do you do?
Well,
and I mean, and I don't have a solution. If nobody else carries it and the stores you have in the area won't carry it, you know, whatever that item is, what choice do you have?
Well, you know, I guess for a specific item, maybe. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I think, though, the vast majority of people, when they go shopping, they look for these one-stop shopping places, and that's where they spend all their money. And if we could just get people to quit doing that and to support the other stores and leave these big box stores alone, if you have to get one item, maybe get the one item, but don't get anything else.
Absolutely. Hey, I hear the music.
Have
a good one.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. We've got the top of the hour break, ladies and gentlemen. Talking about Walmart. We're talking about the outsourcing of our jobs. I can't think of a more important thing to talk about. We have other callers. Hour number two is about to begin. Stay with us here on Govern America.
With recent internet.